Americans as a whole tend to not take all of the vacation time that they've earned, and that's on top of earning fewer days than workers in many other countries. On top of that, younger workers are even more hesitant to take time off, and young women take less than their male peers. Jenna McGregor writes a daily column looking at leadership issues in the news for the Washington Post's On Leadership section. Jenna, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of vacation time does the average American get?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. We're one of the few places in the world where there is not any kind of mandate over what people actually get. But there was a survey done a couple of months ago from an initiative called the Americans, called Project Time Off, that found that on average, what people use, the amount that they use, is about 16.8 days a year.
So a little over 3 weeks.
Exactly.
And is that just vacation time or is that also sick time?
You know, the way this was asked about vacation time, but you asked a good question. A lot of companies have shifted to something they call paid time off, where they bucket vacation and sick time together. But the question was asked here, in terms of vacation use.
And let's talk about that repackaging of benefits like time off and making, you know, maybe a big pool of just possible time that you can take, whether it's, you know, you're sick yourself, you're taking care of a child or a parent, or you're taking a vacation. Why are some businesses repackaging benefit time like that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, one is just that it's simpler. I think it allows people to use it for different reasons. You know, you can just decide why it is you need. But, you know, the companies also, there's been this push toward this idea of unlimited vacation time where you can say, oh, you know, you can take as much time as you want. And it kind of comes up with the paid time off idea, too, which is that companies have to carry a liability on their books from 1 year to the next if they have people carrying over vacation time. And so if you limit it into a bucket of paid sick time, a paid time off, or if you say, oh, there's no set amount, then it's a little easier for them to not have to carry so much over on their books. So it sounds really great, but there's a benefit to the company too.
Well, and I want to talk about how that works or whether that works, but I also want to ask, generally, big changes like that don't happen without a reason. So I'm wondering, who are those companies hoping to appeal to with changes like that? Who are they hoping to hire and retain with those tweaks to how benefit time is structured?
Well, you've seen a lot of that happen in the limited time off idea in smaller tech companies, although there have been, some that have followed suit, but they're really trying to go after, I think, a younger demographic with those benefits because it's interesting. This same survey showed that millennial workers are most likely to kind of see themselves as quote work martyrs. They use the least amount of their vacation time, and that is for several reasons, but. I think it's a perk that they hope will attract younger workers.
And I have to say, we're talking about an age group, but for the most part, we're also talking about people at a certain part of their career. So if they're younger, they're probably at an earlier stage of their career. Do you think that is part of the reason that they're feeling that they have to martyr themselves to make a good impression or to ensure that that they rise to the top out of their peer group?
Well, this is a group of employees that came into the workforce with huge amounts of student loans, with a really weak job market, many of them. At the same time, so there's those kind of fears and uncertainties that they face. At the same time, they are younger. They don't have as many responsibilities outside the home, and therefore maybe you're able to do some of what, outside of the office, and therefore maybe able to work a little more than some other demographics do. And so I think the combination of those two things, you know, have really created a group of employees who work pretty hard despite the reputation that sometimes follows.
We're talking with Jenna McGregor. She writes a daily column analyzing leadership in the news for the Washington Post's On Leadership section. And we're talking about a couple new surveys that show that young women especially are lagging behind their peers and taking time off that they've earned. And actually, let's dig into that, Jenna. We talked about millennials as a whole being less likely to take the time that they've earned or that is available to them, depending on how it's structured in their workplace. But those surveys also showed that young women, millennial women in particular, are the least likely to take the time off they've earned. What do you think is going on there?
Well, the reasons that they said was that they felt more guilty than their male peers in taking the time off, that they are worried about the mountain of work they have to do when they return, that they feel replaceable and want to show, quote, complete dedication. And so I think the feeling of guilt or martyrdom has affected them more than their male peers at that group. Interestingly, though, they were more likely to talk about the importance of taking vacation and taking time off than their male peers. Their behavior just didn't follow it.
Hmm. One of the things in thinking about your article and this topic was certainly some of the gendered nature of different jobs has decreased in the last few decades, but there's certainly still some areas of employment that tend to be more male-dominated or more female-dominated. And I think about female-dominated ones as often being caring professions, so nursing or teaching. I wonder if that, too, makes those women less likely to take their vacation because they feel like people are counting on them in a very real and concrete way.
You bring up a great point. I think it's certainly possible that wasn't something that showed up in this data. Likewise, I think young women are just that much more aware, particularly these days, of the pay gap that continues to exist, of the perilous road to the top that they sometimes face, the discrimination that continues to exist, and it's certainly in certain work, in certain industries, and they feel they just have to work that much harder to show that they're committed.
There are also a lot of interesting reasons why when that vacation time and sick time, basically all of your earned time is lumped together into one pool, that people might tend to take less of it than they might if it was kind of segregated out. What are some of those reasons that came up in research?
I completely agree, and particularly since we also live in a country where there is no mandated paid sick time or requirement for certain kinds of parental leave, that people hold back and say, I'm worried that I'm going to have a sick day and I can't take all my vacation. I'm worried that my child is going to get sick and I'm not going to have any days left over, and so they hold back on taking the vacation that they that's part of that bigger bucket of what they get.
You said as we started our conversation, Jenna, that on average Americans take 16.8 days of vacation time a year. Do we know how that compares to how much time they are actually eligible for?
I believe that the latest numbers were about 20 days, somewhere in that range. So I think it's just it really varies a great deal from one employer to the next and from type of industry to the next to public and private sector employees.
And Jenna, as we wrap up, why is it in the interest of employers to encourage their staff members, their employees, to take time off?
Well, and this study pointed at that. It found that people are more productive or more likely to get promoted when they take time off. I think that there's a bit of common sense in there. But I do think employers, particularly large companies that have more progressive policies, have woken up to the fact that we have got to make sure our employees take time off. Some companies, particularly some interesting tech startups, have even started to pay people to take their vacation, not only get vacation, but you get an additional bonus if you actually go on vacation. So I think companies are starting to wake up to the fact that this is, we have to have a semi-well-rested workforce, we have to have people who take breaks, who have time for their family, and hopefully that trend will continue too.
And finally, as we talked about the fact that millennials in general, especially millennial women, are more hesitant to take the time that they have, what kind of changes do you think would need to happen to turn that around and for them to feel, yeah, I've earned this time, it's good for me, it's good for the company, I'm going to take the week off?
I think the most important thing to send that message to anybody, but particularly to younger workers who may feel some insecurities about their position, is to see their manager take it. I mean, it's the most basic thing, but if you don't see your boss using the time and your boss leaving at a decent hour at night and your boss practicing what the company policy is, you're going to feel, you're going to feel reticent to do the same. I mean, policy can go a long way. Mandates can go a long way, maybe, but really, the leadership of the person who you work for demonstrating that this is okay to do, I think it's the best way to get anybody to take it.
Jenna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jenna McGregor writes a daily column for the Washington Post's On Leadership section. It looks at leadership topics in the news. She joined us to talk about why millennial women take less vacation than older workers and less than their male millennial colleagues. And we want to know what you think. Does your employer provide different vacation and sick time, or is it one pool? How good are you at taking the time you've earned? Do you often leave time on the table at the end of the year, or do you make sure to take every day you have coming to you? And if you're a younger worker, do you feel pressured to be a work martyr and forgo taking time off? Would it make it easier, as Jenna said, if you saw your boss taking vacations and days off? Post your thoughts and see what others have to say over on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up, we'll talk about the healthcare votes today in the U.S. Senate. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.